noted, is this, does the Rambam hold like a bayah, or does he hold like Rabbah? Since we see in Rambam. Then there's another issue, that's like a Mishnah and Katsanishnah debate. Does the Rambam hold like Rashi, or does the Rambam hold like Balei Tosfos? Meaning, is the case of the Sasek a case where Benimtza, right? Or is it only a case of, not Benimtza, but Ve'asa? And a different Chetza. So, just an interesting Ha'ara, the Avni Nezer has a suggestion to put, he doesn't say it this way, but this is the way it comes out, to put the two of these together to solve the problem of the Rambam. In a way, it parallels what I mentioned in the name of the Meiri the other day as well. Perfectly reasonable. I mentioned that the Meiri holds that where there is a physical, an actual physical discrepancy, like Rashi requires in Misasek, so then it's possible to have Misasek even if there's no halachic discrepancy. For example, if you're talking about he wants to throw Dalid and he ends up throwing Ches, so halachically there's no discrepancy between Dalid and Ches. Right? They're both the requisite amount of Shiur in Rosh Hashanah. The only problem is Olamach Shabta or not Olamach Shabta. So here, if he makes a mistake, meaning he tried to throw four, doesn't know the strength of his arm, and it goes eight, so that's Misasek. But if he tried to throw it to the parking lot, thinking that it was Dalit, and it turned out that it was really Ches, and he misevaluated the improperly evaluated the distance, but he threw it exactly where he wanted to throw it. His accuracy in throwing is perfect. His accuracy in assessment is imperfect. So in that situation, Meiri says maybe he'll be potter, because there's no discrepancy of chiyuv and patur, and there's no physical discrepancy in his action. There's only a improper assessment of the distance. However, when he tries to throw Shnayim and ends up going Dalid, Meiri says, then even if he throws it exactly where he wants to, but he just misjudged the distance, there's no physical discrepancy, that will still be Misasek, because of the difference between Chiyuv and Patur. In other words, in these issues, Gufa, of which there's Machlokes HaRishonim, we can do some mixing and some matching to get a Misasek as opposed to Shogeg. So in a similar vein, the Avnei Nezer says, maybe that would be a solution for the Rambam. Sometimes the Rambam sounds like he passes like a Baya, right? In Hos Machlokes Asuros, in Hos Shogeg Perek Beis. Other times it sounds like the Rambam passes like Rava. Hos Shogeg Perek Zayin, Hos Shabbos Perek Aleph. What's going on? But there's another issue. Does the Rambam hold like Rashi? Namely, that you have to have a physical mistake? Or does he hold like Tosis? That you misevaluate or miscalculate? This is debated among the Dosa Kalim. It sounds, in Hilchos Shabbos at least, in some of the places, it sounds like the Rambam holds like Rashi. So the Avnei Nezer says, this is the solution. The Rambam felt like this. When you use Abaya's standard of Misasek, namely, there's not only Niskavein Lachtoch as a Mechubar Vachatach as a Talush, it's Niskavein Lahagbia as a Talush, right? And he ended up being Chatach as a Mechubar. So clearly clearly the discrepancy between his plan and his execution, according to Abaya, is greater than Rava. So then, even if it's Venimtza, that will be Misasek. So when the Rambam quotes Abaya, that's because he's operating with a Tosis mentality, miscalculation. Where he quotes Rava, that's because he's operating with Rashi. So Rava's discrepancy is enough when it's a physical discrepancy. Abaya's discrepancy is needed when it's a discrepancy of assessment. That's the Avnei Nesar's solution to the problem. Okay, that's different than the other two suggestions that we made, which is the ones that we discussed yesterday. Okay, now, getting back to our issue. Right, so what I suggested towards the end of yesterday's shiur was that maybe there's a relationship between the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos about Omer Mutter and the machlokas about the Misasek. I'm not sure about it, but I think it's possible. Namely, Balei Tosfos believe that Omer Mutter is Shkaga, and for them, Nimtza is largely going to be Misasek. Halachic error, Omer Mutter, is going to be Shkaga. Whereas for Rashi, most cases of Omer Mutter are anus. And what is Shkaga? A physical misevaluation or misassessment. That is Shkaga. Therefore, for Rashi, Misasek has to be a physical error, not a physical misevaluation. It's very possible that these are connected. Okay. Now, except that Tosfos is going to have trouble with some of the cases. Tosfos doesn't think that Shkaga is only Omer Mutter. Clearly, there are some physical misevaluations that Tosfos thinks are also Shkaga. So Tosfos increases Safi Tesimut Beis, as we already saw, Shlomo, but tries to address this. No? Ephraim?
A shogig, but
say it better. Shogig mitzias a shogig b'halacha, but even the shogig b'halacha, as it affects, you don't mean shogig b'halacha straight. That means over mutter. Shogig b'halacha as which affects your assessment of the object. You're in both cases we're talking about identification, but in one case your identification is wrong because of your physical misassessment. In the other case, it's because of your halachic misassessment. Correct? Go ahead, explain.
In one case, he made a mistake because he thought that the object was something that was motor for the entire world.
He made a mistake, but it had, if we accepted his physical evaluation, the whole world would have been Toa as well. Go ahead.
But in the second case, he knew that the object was an object that was usher to the entire world, but he just thought that it was mutter to eat it.
Well, that would be over mutter.
That's what Tosfos sounds like he was saying.
It sounds like Tosfos is making a fine, to me at least, it sounds like Tosfos is making a finer distinction. That in some cases you misassess what the object is because you don't, your halakhic knowledge is not so correct. Otherwise, Tosfos is simply saying that the only kind of shogeg that you have is Omer Mutter. Right, Tosfos wants to avoid that. Do you have the CS you have in front of you?
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like Tosfos is making a distinction in within physically identifying things, but sometimes a physical misidentification is just that, and sometimes it too flows from halachic sources. Certainly this is the way that some of the Achronim understood Tosfos as well. The question is, if you say that, so you have one glaring problem. What's the glaring problem, according to Tosfos? Or you should have a glaring problem. A case. So the basic issue and the broader issue, we know. Shkute gave the example yesterday. Shkute Chutz is a great example to highlight the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Good. It's the general issue. But I'm saying this more subtle distinction. What's the glaring problem? And the Achronim speak about it. I think I gave. Did I give the Avnei Nesar to look at? I did. Simcha?
Shigas Shabbos.
Exactly. Shigas Shabbos. What?
It's
it's Wednesday. Yeah.
Exactly. So let's say I say it's Wednesday. So what would you say that is?
So that should be Misasek.
According to Tosos, that should be Misasek. And what is it? Shogeg.
Right.
We know that it's Shogeg. Right, you definitely chayiv. The question is, Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Malachos, Chayiv Achas, Chayiv for all of them, Helen Zev and Zeh. But everybody agrees that Shigas Shabbos is a Shkaga. Why, according to Tosos' criterion, should Shigas Shabbos be a Shkaga? It should really be Misasek. According to Rashi, and if the Rambam agrees with Rashi, right, then it's no problem at all. Because as long as there's no physical mistake, it's a Shkaga. And there's no physical mistake. Right? You're doing what you want to do. But according to Bali Tosas, to say Vinimtza, and if you take that criteria, namely, if the mistake is the kind of mistake that had he been right, other people would have done it too. Or other people would make that physical mistake too. Right? So then that's Misasek. So why isn't Shigas Shabbos Misasek? That's the problem. Very serious problem. So the Avnei Nezer, I think the father, gave a very clear answer. I'm just not sure whether that answer is an explanation of Tosis or not, but maybe it is. Well, what's the father's answer, Ellie? Son? Kuf Tzadi Aleph, I think. The second piece. You know, I may have skipped the father, I may have mixed them up too. But whichever, the second piece, I think it's the father. Go ahead.
Everybody else has Mr. Roth, and then it can't really be, it's not a real head there.
No, that's the more complicated. The question is, what does that mean? We'll get to that in a second. That's the first one, right? Say it again, maybe I'm missing.
Everybody else has Mr. Roth, and then it's right. Not, you can't say that's really a head
there. Oh, I see what you're saying. Say it better then. Right, you are saying it. Say it the way he says it. He has like a rule, a klal. It's very sharp, very good. Jonathan? See him? Shlomo? Brian, you saw it?
Oh, first one.
Okay. Michael?
If it's mutter for everyone else, then it should be much for you as well at that time. Masha ain't kain, something that's diminutive, like for instance, the base of Migdash and the harm there.
Say it, he said it more sharply. I'm not sure if you're saying it right. Say it again.
It's only when everyone is subject and conscious of that same hetter.
They have to be subject and conscious of that? I don't think so. Daniel?
Misasek is when you're trying to do bar hetter and you end up doing bar iser. So over here, when you're not trying to do it in a hetter alternative, you're just doing malacha.
Yeah, exactly. But and what's the? This is one very clear way of explaining. And how are you going to know? What do you need for it to be misasek? You said it right. Misasek is when you're trying to do dvar heter, and you end up doing dvar yisur. And therefore, what do you need? You're just missing also one sentence. What's the most important kiva?
Malach Shabbos is always Malach Shabbos.
Good, good, good. What do you need for misasek to exist? Daniel.
Well, you can't divorce the Kedushas of Yom Shabbos from the Malacha, and therefore...
Well, that's the first view. We'll get to that.
Okay.
What do you need? Daniel almost said it, but just have to say a little bit sharper. The Heter has to exist. Right? I think that's the line that he uses. He says, you can't have Nisasek, even according to... I think he's saying this for Tosin's... The whole discussion is about Tosin Krisas. So he has to be trying to say it for him as well. You can't talk about Misasek im ein gam haheter ba'olam, bizman sha'isu ba'olam. You have to have both alternatives existing so that you could say that you mixed, for the reason that Daniel said it, though, and the others of you said it, but he said it, you know, closest. The idea of Misasek is you're mixing up the Iser and the Heter. You're trying to do Heter, and you end up doing Iser. That's his definition, anyway. Even according to Bali Tosas, he's saying that. People could have said a little bit differently. He could have said, no, according to Bali Tosas, Misasek is just, Daniel?
Just a mistake.
It's just an expanded shgaga, right? It's a little more intense of a shgaga, especially on from a Rebbe Kinager point. That's part of our issue. Or is there a qualitative discrepancy between shgaga and misasek? So basically, in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, what he's saying is, yes, it's not a mistake. It's when you mix up heter. Or maybe that is the nature of the mistake, but that's what distinguishes this mistake. Or maybe it's even not just a mistake. It's when you just when you mix up heter and iser, not when you mix up in your mind heter and iser. When heter and iser both exist, and you're trying to do one, or you think you're doing one, but you do the other. But for that to work, there has to be a heter ba'olam. It's a kind of a simple formula, you know. That once you see it, though, you say, wow, that's exactly it. According to that perspective, Kuf Tzadi Aleph. And this is the father. He's writing to the son. L'chvod Yedidi B'ni Arava Goina Godol. This is the father. Yeah. So he says, Nir L'fiyani Yisdaiti L'taritz Lo Nikri V'sasek Rakash Yesh Heter Ba'olam. That's it. Kimo, b'shchut echutz. The niskavi lishchot chulin, b'shachat kachim. The chulin is the ba'olam. Right? B'shchut echutz. There's chulin, and there's kachim. He mixes up kachim and chulin. So that is misasek. Because, like Tulsa says, if he's right that it's chulin, then it would be mutter. As that's the rest of you were saying, but you need the first right. It's not mutter for anybody. Correct. I mean, there's no heter ba'olam. It's not that you're selecting the iser by mistake instead of selecting the heter. There is no heter to select from. It doesn't exist. It's not shkut echutz. That lo shayech misasek b'shal heter. Well, this is interesting a little bit also. You know, to say this part of it. He gives a little bit of a Tamei Mitzvos for Misasek. A little bit of a rationale. I would have said, it's a Chisaron of Maisa Avera. But it's a Chisaron of Maisa Avera when you're trying to do Maisa X and you end up doing Maisa Y. But that can only be if Maisa X exists. If Malpidin, Maisa X doesn't exist, so you're just, you know, you just made some mental errors, mental halachic errors, which are shkagos. He says a little differently, but it's also interesting. Shatora patra misasek mishum sha'adam torah chalasas asaka. You know, human beings, you know, are supposed to go about their business. It's a kind of a lomitna torah, you know, lemalachay ashares. U'kishum misasek masaka. You know, iske heter v'tav, v'asa yisra torah patra. You know, what do you want from this poor fellow? You know, all right. I don't like that so much, but there's a certain appeal in it. But anyways, Aval b'Shabbos she'ein kam malachas hetter ba'asa malasas malacha who asa malacha lohay lalasik b'malacha who asa lohay mikri misasik v'shal hetter kim she'ein kan hetter who mikri shogei kenir l'pi anayis nisaiti im datcha harachava taskim l'svarazu im svarazu emes nistar kol ha'shem tzeisa al yidei kushyazu. The Amnenezer didn't say this. I'll get to what he says in just a second. So this is I think a very simple, but very appealing. Not so much the explanation part, that's interesting too. But the criterion is very interesting. It has to be like shchut echutz. You have to have two alternatives that you're confusing. Otherwise, it's an internal confusion. It's not a confusion of existing alternatives. That's not misasek. That's shchut. Very good. Yeah. This is called Torah Kula right here, pretty much. No?
Right, but I'm saying something in terms of conceptual of what's going on. It would be instead of the point of the show was that I had two options, two things to go on. I tried to do A and then B occurred, which is different as opposed to Bayi and Rava, more saying it was closer to a mistake.
Why? I don't see why not. He's niskaven to do an act of Talisha Again, especially if you know that the Mechazvarach, right, as we discussed yesterday. Mechazvarach says that even according to Rava, according to Tosus, there's still a discrepancy between what he meant to do and what he's doing. He wanted to do an act of chaticha, and he ended up doing, even according to Rava, an act of akira. Okudavar Megidullah. Right? If you say that, certainly. Yeah.
Maybe Tosfos seems closer to Rashi, because even if there's no practical shinui b'chatzah,
it's according to this pshat, it's still not Rashi, there's no physical error still. But in the sense that you could say that it's a chisaron, that there's a fundamental difference between shkag, instead of just being, that you could interpret this as an intensification of shkaga, still. But at least it's so simple and powerful that you could say that even according to Tosfos, is what other kind of saying. Even according to Tosus, even though they look like they're misevaluations in both cases, but really it's more than that. In one case, it's an internal mistake, and in the other case, you're choosing the wrong thing. And that is true, that is also a misasek b'maisaveh. I don't think I have to say it, but I think you're right. You could say it. Absolutely. Now, the Avnei Ezer himself has a much more subtle point. So who was trying to say that before? What? Who was? Adaniel? Okay, good. Oh, see, he's advocating it already. I think. You can look at it either way. We'll be down the cuffs close. What? Right. He's trying to, but so we'll be down the cuffs close. That tells you the Rambam always says, have a done is called Adam Zakai in the cuffs close. So for sure that applies. Go ahead. So what does he say in Simin Kuf Tzadi?
You can't separate the Kedusha Seyam from the law itself, so therefore
you can't separate Shigas Shabbos from Shigas in a way.
Yeah.
Excellent. So we're well said, because it's a hard piece to read. I think it is what he's saying. Of course, this goes back to... Go ahead. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Explain first, in case some people didn't pick it up, and then I want to say...
So he said that it sounds like you have to be nisasic with the main point of the virus, so being when it comes to shute chutz, so the main point of the Torah is that you're not supposed to use this kashan belongs on the zeach, and as a side effect, you're not supposed to be shoted it outside of a certain domain.
Right.
But so therefore, if you
it's all in the shchita of chulin or kashan. That discrepancy between chulin and kashan, which is the mistake that he's making, that is the decisive point, and therefore that is a misasek, because he's making a physical error about identifying that halachic, and if the rest of the world would do it, they'd make the same error.
Right.
Yeah. However,
but let's say you don't see a piece of you thought it was fluent, but it turns out it was kachem, and therefore you shafted it, so that would only be that would be shogi, because that's just some sort of secondary...
Well, even forget that case, because I don't want to get involved in the... Take Shabbos, for example.
Take Shabbos, so you can't... You have to look at both not recognizing that this is a malacha, and not realizing that Tei Shabbos itself is part of the actual Avera.
Exactly. In other words, what he's saying is, then he ends up doing a brilliant thing, and this is the... Getting to see the Amenezer's powers here, he ends up connecting it to the question of Kufun Mechlokin the Shigas Shabbos and the question of Yamin Shabbat Time having to be a Lechalik, which are topics that we're hopefully very, very familiar with. Meaning, he ends up making this issue into an issue about the relationship between Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha. And basically what he's saying is that according to Tosus, this is a very powerful question. It seems, according to the criterion of Tosus and Krisus, that this should be Misaseg and not Shkaga. The conclusion that we have to reach is that Shigigas Hayom Shal Shabbos is not really the issue. The issue is Asiyas Maisa Zeh Berega Zeh on Shabbos. Right? So basically, Shigas Hayom is only as important as applying the moment in terms of Yisra Malacha. And if that's true, then this is about a shkaga. It isn't really about a misase. Because you think at the moment that it's permissible to do Bzoreya and Kotzer and Choresh, and it isn't. It's because you think that today is Thursday and not Shabbos. The knowledge of whether today is Thursday and Shabbos is significant, basically, because of whether or not it's also to do Zoreya and Kotzer and Choresh today. It doesn't have independent significance. And because that is true, therefore every mistake you make about the day is really a mistake about whether or not it's permissible right now to be engaged in this action. And that is a shkaga, not a misasa. In other words, it's very subtle, but what the Avnei Nezer is doing is suggesting that according to Tosos, Shigigas Shabbos loses its independent stature and status, to the extent that when he wants to explain that this is only according to Tosis, but that Rashi and the Rambam disagree, or is trying to explain the full significance of what he's trying to portray here, so he says, well, the other side of the coin is, Daniel, about Shabbos, what's the other side of the coin? No, these are going to be the consequences, we'll get to that in a second, but the other side of the coin is, there's a concept of Shmirah of Shabbos and the Aseh of Shabbos, right? Here, well, let me read it just very quickly. Kasha, kol shigas Shabbos shesavar shuchal yechashvu kimis Aseh. Mali behemas kodesh shesavar shuchulin, mali yom Shabbos kodesh shesavar shu yom chol. L'chor yesh l'chalik. The kushas Shabbos ki masha asura bo malacha. In other words, if you said, again, this goes back to what we've been discussing. If you said there's something called a chalos Shabbos, it expresses itself maybe in Yisra Malacha, but there's quite separate from the Yisra Malacha, or maybe through it, but independent of it also, or is it there's something called Shabbos, the day of Shabbos. Right? So then he thinks it's Thursday. That's Misase. But if Shabbos is just the expression and application of Dinei Shabbos, then the actual calendar day becomes unimportant. The real question is, every single day of the week, you have to ask, is there an Issur Shabbos in the Maisa that I'm doing? And if we're mixing up the calendar dates, is it Misasek anymore? It's just a means to the end of mixing up whether the Malacha is also b'Shabbos. Ukas shesavar shu yom chol u'mutalasas po malacha ainu shoge. That's the question. That's the answer. V'dafka behemas kodesh ashochta b'chutz ein isur shchuta etzem hakdusha de etzem hakdusha la'akriba. Very fascinating. U'l'osro v'hana al kol adam. Ragze asur b'fnei atzma l'shchot behemas kodesh b'chutz. I'm skipping a little bit. That's when he starts pulling back a little bit. Achadayin ish lomar the mitzvah Shabbos in lishpos v'yom ha-shvi. Right? There are two dinim. K'tiksiv v'yom ha-shvi tishpos. K'tiksiv v'yetza ish m'mkoma v'yom ha-shvi. It sounds like knowing the right day, focusing on the fact that this is Shabbos, the Ramban's the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, not just about whether or not you can do Zoreh and Kotzer and Choresh and Ma'amer. Sounds like Shvi, there's a chalos shem called Shabbos. It's not just a convenient package for Isur Malacha. How you ever get Shigas Shabbos? If you were to take that perspective, Shigas Shabbos would be, let's say the guy wakes up in the morning, and he says, Shabbos, as far as I understand it, is on Friday, right? Or on Sunday, or on Tuesday, right? So that will not be Misase. That would be Shigas Shabbos. But if he thinks today is Shabbos and it's really Friday, that should really be Misase, because there's a chalos called Shem Yom Shabbos. And he's mixing it up with Yom Chol. He's mixing up Yom Shabbos and Yom Chol the same way that you're mixing up Behemoth's Chul and the Behemoth's Kodesh. Then the only way would be to say he'd make the halachic mistake about identifying the day. Okay, near the Kivin Sha'asa Malacha B'Shabbos, who B'Shabbos Hare HaMalacha Levad Asura, the Kivin Sha'yada Sha'asa Malacha Shogeg Mikri, V'lo Mesasek. Then he quotes a raya. What raya does he quote? From Pesach, from Chametz. Very fascinating. Yisatzli? Moshe? Right. So what does that prove?
Because the shame, the issue of chametz is chametz pesach. It has a shame chametz around the year, but it's only us around pesach.
Right. It's so fascinating that he puts these two ideas together. Again, we use this idea when we're talking about iser zman, right, and iser olam, right, and we talked about whether every Shabbos is part of every other Shabbos or each Shabbos is separate. And what about during the week? Is there anticipation of Shabbos during the week? All the of the lamdas and hashkafa that we talked about in these various sugyas. So he's bringing it together in this topic, in a way. What he's saying is, you see that sometimes an Iser is stands on its own. And it's not a function of other Kedusha Sayyom. You could talk about comets and anticipate it even before Pesach. It's Isura Bala. And therefore, even on Pesach, when you relate to Chametz, right, you relate to it as the Yisra Chametz, not as the Chalos Chametz Sheva Pesach. The Pesach becomes a Tanai, it becomes the, part of the application, but it's really focused on the specifics, not the Chalos Hayom. Now, the truth is that in theory, one can be Mechalik between Shabbos and Chametz, the Pesach. You can also say that there's an Yisra Olam in one sense, anticipating, and it doesn't mean that there isn't added dimension once you have the day itself, in terms of the actual Iser. The shame might exist all year round, but the Iser is still connected to its Yom. It's not just a condition of its Yom. So there are many reasons, for many reasons, one could argue with the Avnei Nezer. That's from an analytical point of view. In terms of the rigor of the argument, There are really tremendous gaps. There are vulnerabilities in the argument. He's really making a tremendous leap from one thing to another. But it's a helpful analogy. It's not so much an analysis as it is an analogy, in the sense that it really focuses our attention to sort of what he wants, what he means. What he's really asking is there a chalos hayom? What roles did the chalos hayom play? And what he's suggesting is that the criterion of Tosis and Krisus is only going to apply to something that is a chalos. Something that is just, the framework for something else doesn't have enough significance in its own right ever to qualify as a misasa. And therefore, it really does depend very much on the relationship between Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malach. According to his perspective in Tosis, Shigas Shabbos for Tosis ends up being a function pretty much of Shigas Shabbos. Against, for example, Tosis's view that Helem Zev Zev Shabbos is different than Helem Zev Zev Mikdash and Kadasho because the Yom is Ikar. You'd have a tough time working out that Tosis with the Tosis and Krisus as the Avnei Nezer understands it. Not for the Agudas Ezov, his father. They're working fine. But according to this criterion. But it's fascinating. It's a fascinating idea. Yes, if you mix up the facts and that's responsible for your halachic error, that can be misasek, but only when the facts themselves have halachic significance. When they are just a means to or a framework for something else, but don't have intrinsic significance, then everything is a shogeg. But again, it doesn't work well for that tosis or for the view that we explained many times, that the Avnei Nezer and his father also explained, why it is that Shigas, sometimes we say exactly the opposite. Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Malacha means nothing if you don't at least know that it's Shabbos today. Right. Basically, we've encountered three, broadly speaking, three perspectives. One is that there are really two dinim completely independent of each other, Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Malacha. The other is that Shigas Shabbos has profound impact even on Shigas. You can't even begin to speak about Shigas Malacha, right, until you establish Shigas Shabbos. Right, and then the third possibility, which is one that we're encountering here again, not the first time, and that is that, on the contrary, Shigas Shabbos is significant only because of Shigas Malacha. Again, the perspective that the Havamino that said, Maishna on Ayin Amar Aleph, right, that Shigas Shabbos should be Chayv al Kol Malacha Malacha, works in very well with this idea too. Okay. But here we don't just encounter it, here it becomes also part of the criterion of Misasek versus Shkoga. That's a big chiddush. Very big chiddush. Okay. Now, once you say this, namely, that whether or not this is Misasek or Shkoga depends on how you understand Shigas Shabbos and the relationship between Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha. So then the rest of what he says falls into place. And he tries to explain with this, and he tries to explain that there's a fundamental argument between Rashi and the Rambam, who don't need this explanation, and who can be very comfortable with the idea that Shigas Shabbos is a chalos in its own right. Maybe in its own right, or maybe even, you know, the precondition for Shigas Malacha. And the Bali Tosus, we tell some Krisus, who he thinks has this view, that Chalos Shabbos is nothing. It's just the application of Shigas Malacha. If there is a Smachokas, which touches on the quality, the independent quality of Shigas Shabbos, then is it surprising that there also might spill over to the question of Shabbosos Kegufin Mechlokin B'Shigas Shabbos? Or certain understandings of Yamim Shabbat and Tayin having the deal of Chalak? No, because it's possible that all these questions depend on each other. They all depend on whether or not there's some Chalos of Shabbos that is independent. And that's exactly what he says in the continuation. Nami lo tikshul Rambam, because the Rambam paskins that chotach mechubar zev rotzal lachtoch mechubar zev chotach mechubar acher. The Rambam says explicit in Perek Aleph of Shabbos is chayev. So the question that Tosfos asks against Rashi doesn't exist. The beemes chayev to discover the habit that he did this zev. Okay, Mashi yikshe kesef mishnah Mashi kesef Rambam discover the idea of chotach chafil discover the lachtoch etc. Lo kasha the shomayru shechotach also double biatzma. That's what I mentioned before. Because as for the Rambam, the Rambam defends. Abaya is can work with Tosis. This criterion. Rava needs Rashi. And so on. Plus, link it up with the Gracia that I'm not going to get into right now. And also then he goes on to discuss Yad Shemen Taim Havin Yedia Lechalik. So what emerges is two very different perspectives. One, the Abdinezer's father, about how Tosis would draw the line between Masasek and Shogeg in order to explain why it was a Shikas Shabbos in Shkaga, and the Avnei Nezer himself, very big Kiddush, both about Shikas Shabbos and about, again, Masasek. In order to say Masasek, the physical mistake that you're making in identifying has to be a physical slash halachic mistake. It can't just be a physical mistake with halachic consequences. That's the distinction that Tosis is making in Krisus, according to the Avnei Nezer, but this is the way that it will be reflected, will be to test it in these ways. I think this is the third possibility. Once you're saying what the Avnei Nezer says, I think it's possible to go in the other direction as well. Because once you say what the Avnei Nezer says, which is that the reason that according to Tosfos, Shigas Shabbos is different, has to do with the nature of Shigas Shabbos. So instead of concluding that Shigas Shabbos is basically just a physical error, without any halachic consequence, is it possible to say exactly the opposite for the same purpose? Go the other direction. Shigas Shabbos is viewed always as a halachic error. In other words, the Avnei Nezer, I would say, that the Pshat and Tosfos Krisus says you need something in between. You need a physical slash halachic error to be Masasek. If it's pure halachic, right? Like Omer Mutter, Ein Shabbos Ba'olam, or Zareya is Mutter, or Yom Shishi is Shabbos and not Yom Shvi, that's certainly Shkaga. If it's a purely physical mistake, like the Avnei Nezer was saying Shigas Shabbos is, right, even though that's a lot of consequences, that's certainly Shkaga. You need something in between. So why not suggest also the opposite? Instead of saying that Shigas Shabbos is a purely physical mistake, just with a lot of consequences, why not say that not knowing that today is Shabbos is a purely halachic mistake, even if it has a physical root, but al pidin it becomes a halachic error. How could you argue such a thing? David? Or maybe you can't. Anil? Anybody want to argue such a thing? You don't have to. Yeah, Michael?
We use the Ramban that we saw earlier.
Correct. Which Ramban?
The one that says that Mela, since it comes every seven days in
Yom Yom Shabbat and Benetam having deal with Chalek.
Right.
But it's, especially if you take it the one step further that I wanted to take it then, which is, he's supposed to know.
Right.
And not only is he supposed to know, but not just that he's supposed to know because Havlana made it because he could know, but because that's part of the Chi of Shabbos too. In other words, if I say one of two things here, one is a little bit, you know, simplistical, so I'm a little hesitant to say it. This is the more, I think, straightforward halachic, so I'm more comfortable saying that. What Michael is saying, and exactly I have that Ramban in mind, Yom Shabbat, the Ramban and Yom Shabbat time have Gil Mechalek, as well as the Ramban's other issues. All week round, right, revolves around Shabbos. Halach of Shmir or Shabbos is not something that exists only on Shabbos. Right? A person is always obligated to know when Shabbos is. You have to plan for Shabbos. If you think that today is Thursday, even though your mistake is physical, in a sense, it's really halachic. You let down in your obligation of Shmir or Shabbos. Yachol Leida, Havle Lameida, not just so you prevent Isurim. That's part of his Chiyuv Shabbos to know. Every day you should know where you are vis-a-vis Shabbos, and certainly every on Shabbos you have to know that it's Shabbos. Not just because you'll violate otherwise. That's part of your Chiyuv. So mixing up the physical day, perhaps one could argue, is always a halachic error. It's never Masasek. There's no such thing as Masasek on the day of Shabbos. And Shigas Yom Shabbos. It's too halachic. The semi-mystical approach would be to say that, you know, you just cannot mix up Shabbos and a day of the week unless you're halachically blind because it's Shabbos. And that gets you into a little trouble, I guess, with Holech Bamidbar. Okay. But except that there, you know, there's no excuse. There is an excuse, so. But the point is, that would be another way of saying it. Meaning, it's not just an error in the day of the week that is responsible for you being in a halachic predicament. It's more than that. Not knowing what day Shabbos is itself a halachic error. If you say that, then that would be the opposite, exact opposite of what the Avnei Nezer are saying, but for the same purpose. It's not misasek, it's shogeg. In a way, it's a kind of omerbut, it's a halachic error. It's a halachic miscalculation. Not a miscalculation that is halachically significant, but halachic miscalculation directly. Very good. I agree. I hope I didn't twist your arm. Okay. So that's in terms of, as to the connection to Chametz with Pesach, and I think in light of this, of course, you would ask, what about mistakes about Chametz and Matzah? And in light of the Amineza's comments in connection to Bala, Blias Isur, Blias Hefter, as I said, I think that there are some significant leaps from Shabbos to Pesach in those issues, but it's fascinating to look at in light of these different criteria. Okay. Next point. Of course, again, according to my explanation, you wouldn't get the name, you would go the opposite direction, so you would not get the consequences of Shabbos Kagufin and Yom Shabbat Atayim, maybe you would, but for a different reason, because we're connecting it to a certain perspective, Yom Shabbat Atayim. But what you would gain out of it is, again, that it could work well with the Tosis view that Shigas Shabbos, not just Shigas Simbalacha, is really Ikar. The tells about Helam Zev is beyond, if you want to link it up with that issue. Okay. To sum up, there are different levels, one could say, of Misasek that we encounter. And there are different issues. In some cases, the combination also makes a difference. And what we're trying to figure out is... A, to define some of the actual cases themselves. We've seen it's a little bit more complicated than one might have thought. For example, Chatach Mechubar, how do you look at that? Rava, right? Does he agree Chatichas Talish and Mechubar are the same, or is that difference? What about halakhic differences? What about physical differences, and so on? We have that in a number of cases. Different Chetza, how different is that? Secondly, what emerges as the halachic criterion of Misasek? And then thirdly, what is the significance of that criterion? Is it to intensify the Shkaga, or is it the discrepancy between Shkaga and misfiring, misacting, Hafkaas Samaisa as well? And then finally, fourth question, once you know that, what impact does that have on understanding the flaw of Misasek? In other words, is misasek a lack of maisa beira? Is it a lack of kabana? Is it a ptur karban? And so on. These are the issues that we've been pursuing. So in terms of the cases themselves, in some cases of misasek, it's clear that there's ein kabana lemaisa bichlau. And that action takes place without any intention that it take place. The Baba Kama case. The guy's sleeping and he has a stone on his lap and he wakes up. He yawns, or whatever it is that he does, he stretches, and lo and behold, he does an action. He's not mixing up one action from another action, he's doing an action unwittingly, unknowingly. It's just very fascinating that according to the Rinnegash, that's really what Abaya is too, in a way, legally, not physically, because the Ratza Lahagbiya Esasakin, the Tolash Samchubar, but in a way, the Rinnegash is saying that, you know, Hagbah Sasakin is not really a Maisa. Or the discrepancy is so great, it's the equivalent of doing nothing. And in a way, that's what the Rambam, maybe Rambam Kirshim Shnais, Asa, or Paul, Baderech, Schok. Meaning he's just playing around, he's not doing anything. That's one level of Nisasa. Then, of course, from there, there is the more normal understanding of Abaya, which is, Ratza Lasok Maisa type 1, the Asa Maisa type B. And then comes Rabba, where it looks like the same Maisa, but, either it is the same Maisa, it's a difference just in Halacha, or the, it's a halachically different Maisa, but not a physically different Maisa. Right? Chatichas Mechubar Batalush. Then is the Rashi Tosis issues of same Cheftza or Benimtza, and the combinations of that. Then there is mistakes only in the Cheftza, Tosis' issue, or discrepancies only in Isur V'Heter. That's also the issue of the Rishonim. What about mistakes in the order? That's the issue of the Rambam and the Ravid. And then there's some other cases where we're talking about discrepancies, where again there's an interplay between the lumdus, the legal definition, like Shigas Shabbos or Pesach, Matzah, and so on. Maybe even things like Shkutei Chutz and others, how big a discrepancy there is or isn't, depends on the lumdus, on the halachic definition. These are some of the issues that we've been pursuing. Finish that. Alright. Let's mention the Sasek B'Mitzvos, and then we still have to do I want to do the Sasek B'Mitzvos and Sasek B'Shchita very quickly. And then we still have to speak more about Chalav and Arayos Shekein Dennis. Let me speak about Mitzvos for just a minute. In terms of the issue whether or not Chisaron is one of the Maisa Veira, or it's just the lack of Kavana, which may just be responsible for Ptur Karban. Again, if there's no Maisa Veira, clearly the impact of that transcends beyond Karban. If the problem is one of Kavana, it's still an open question whether Chisaron and Kavana is only Poter Mikarban, or could also be Poter more than just the Karban. It could be Poter Milah, it could be Mutu Legamri, there could be no Isur Lahafrisho, when he does something B'li Kavana either. Point is, if there's no Maisa Veira, then clearly you can't limit it. If the problem is a Kavana problem, then it's open to question as to how much impact it does or doesn't have. One of the issues that you might want to pursue are issues where Kavana seems to be neutralized, and all there is an issue of Maisa. So that, of course, makes Mitzvah and Shechita, at least on the surface, it makes them interesting applications. On mitzvos, there's machlokas, whether mitzvos tzrichas kavana, or mitzvos einon tzrichas kavana. We paskin, pretty much, that mitzvos ein tzrichas kavana. There seems to be some question about Shittas Rambam. Okay, but most of at least paskin, the mitzvos ein tzrichas kavana. So it would seem that, if we ask ourselves, what if you do a mitzvah b'derech misaseh, it seems that we're asking ourselves is whether or not it's considered to be a maisa b'misaseh, or not. Because as far as the kavanah is concerned, we seem to have neutralized it by saying that mitzvos einan tzrichos kavanah. So I think largely achronim treat it that way, but there are some qualifications. Number one, even if we say that mitzvahs einon plus kavana, it's quite possible that it has a much more limited meaning than it seems. The debate of mitzvahs trichos or mitzvahs kavana is a question whether you need kavana latzeis yidei mitzvah. It's not a question necessarily whether you have to have kavana in terms of being aware, being cognizant of what it is that you're doing. Rishonim already make this distinction in numerous sugyas, kriyashma, tefila, they make two types of distinctions. Number one, they say maybe mitzvah trichas kavana in certain types of mitzvahs and not in others. The more the mitzvah is oriented towards kavana or kabbalah salmach shemayim, kavana belev, then of course the more a role kavana will play. The more it's oriented towards a maisa mitzvah, the more objective Surah of a Maisa Mitzvah, the more you would think that perhaps mitzvahs ain't Shrikas Kavanah. So that's one distinction that they make, that perhaps certain types of mitzvahs Shem Dibor, require Kavanah. But they also make the other distinction. They point out that even if, for example, Kriyashma, even if we say mitzvahs ain't Shrikas Kavanah, that only means that you don't need Kavanah Latzeis. But kavanas perush hamilim, what the words mean, what the concepts are, that maybe you do need. Same thing with regard to tefillah. I mean, that's the famous discussion of Rav Chaim, in the Chibur and the Rambam, that if a person is only betefillah and he doesn't have kavana, so it's not just a problem of tzvichas or ain't tzvichas kavana, but he's not omed lefnei Hashem. It's not considered tzvila b'li kavana. It plays a different role. In a way, that is also a misasek issue. So it's not absolutely true, at least according to all Rishonim, that even if you pass commit the same tzvichas kavana, you have the perfect vehicle to measure or to test whether or not misasek is a chisaron in the maaser. Because of this complexity, it's very, very possible that even if it's the same shikas kavana, there is some requirement of kavana still. If you take the view that ain't shikas kavana means you don't need kavana at all, then it's a better vehicle. So as far as that is concerned, you have the several gemaras. You have the famous gemara in Rosh Hashanah on the Kaf Ches Amud Aleph. I don't know, what does the gemara say there?
Kafot Hashem Matzah. Yatsa.
Kafo Parsiyim Yatsa and Tokeya
Lashir.
Tokeya Lashir Lo Yatsa. But that's the Gemara's wondering. That's the Gemara's discussion. The Gemara says, originally the Gemara says that that both of these mitzvos, Einon Tzvikas Kavana, Tokeya Lashir would be Lo Yatsa as well. So the Gemara says, Hainu Ach. Right? Go ahead.
Now the table could be mechalek.
And how would you be mechalek?
Given yourselves, but overall it's matzah, the mitzah is tochlu, and the vakachil. Whereas by shofar there's zichron shua.
Correct, very good. Now the same mechalek, machol matzah, rachmana vakachal. Aval, hacha, zichron shua, tziv. That's a very important Gemara. This is especially important because Akiva?
It's important because of the Gemara book Sechot Shura.
Okay, good. But for what particular Rishon is it very important?
It's important for the Rama.
Excellent. Why?
It's the Rama.
In this Gemara, it's a Havamina.
And the Kamashmal seems to be that there's a uniform sach across the board.
But it's the same Shrikos Kavan.
By Matzah and by Shofar. But Ramam, while he paskins by Kafu Parson that you're Yotze, by Shofar he seems to say that you're not Yotze.
Correct. Rambam mystifies all the commentators. Rambam paskins in Hilchos Megillah and in Hilchos Shofar, the Mitzvos Shrikos Kavan. Tokei Alashir or Korein Begillah B'li Kavana Lo Yatsa. And yet when it comes to Hilchos Matzah, Ram says Kafal Parsiyim Yatsa. So the Rambam and the Rambam and the Ran in Rosh Hashanah already say the Rambam thought that this wasn't such a bad Havamina after all. Zichron Chua Tziv V'hai Nesasek B'yamu. Again, the Gemara here uses the expression V'hai Nesasek B'yamu. I should mention that, that's why it's very relevant to us. So what's fascinating is that even if you were to make this distinction, the distinction could go really in either direction. Why do I say that, Sammy? Why could it go in either direction? Even if you were to make the distinction, what do I mean it could go in either direction? You have two cases, matzah and shofar slash megillah. I'll take the silly megillah out for the moment, but stick to the rices for a moment. Shofar and matzah. So how would you evaluate it for the Rambam? Or even in the Havamina of the Gemara, let's say. Hi, Misasek B'Alma, why isn't the other one Misasek B'Alma? What about it? Oh, Shekeinen, who says it? No, we'll get to the Ron in a minute. Rashi. Right, if you look at Rashi, the sugya, Rashi says, Alpha Gav de Misasiku. I'm sorry. Rashi says, Matsukam Rachman of Achal, Venena Bachilasso. Hilkach Lav Misasiku. Shari Afla Inyan Chiyub Chathos. Amin of Misasik, the Chalab Arai is Chayyub Shakay Nena. Right? So Rashi says, in the case of matzah, it's the equivalent of misasek shekeinena. So basically, the reason that shofar would be lo yatsa is because of misasek, and the reason that matzah is yatsa is because of misasek b'chalav marayos. Right? The only chiddush is that we say the same thing in mitzvahs that we say in Yisurah. Now, again, if the point of Shekeinena, this is what we still have to discuss tomorrow, we'll finish this up. If the point of Shekeinena is the physical fact of Hana, that's really what's important. Then there's not even a chiddush in that. If it's the role that Hana plays in Yisurim, then you have to figure out, is the role that Hana plays in Yisurim the same as the role Hana plays in mitzvahs? Right? That's not so clear. But either way, according to Rashi, the exception is matzah. The rule is that misasek, the mitzvos, would be patur. Right? Sorry? Would be loyatz, which is the equivalent of patur on Yisrael. Okay. What the Rabbi Rambam and what the Aran suggest is exactly the opposite. Basically, what they say is that mitzvos generally ain't on srichos kavana. Matzah is a proxy not just for achila, but for other mitzvos as well. And shiny shofar. What? No, matzah is a proxy for other mitzvos, which we say mitzvos. However, shofar is unique because in shofar we say mitzvah srikas kavana because zichron shuah merachmana. For the Rambam. Yeah. That's the Rambam. And Rabbi Roman Rambam's explanation of the Rambam. So basically then, the exception is zichron shuah. What's not clear is it's a different kind of maisa, and therefore this maisa depends on kavana. But to the question whether or not misaseik is a hafkas a maisa or not, instead of having a single answer, yes or no, the answer might be it depends on which kind of maisa. If we're talking about a physical maisa, so then the answer is misasek is a maisa. It's not a hafkasa maisa. That's the example of matzah. But if you're talking about a more of an intellectual awareness than a maisa, zichron trua, or kol, or dibur, if you want to go further than that, then to Megillah and so on. So in that kind of maisa, misasek is a hafka. That's one conclusion. Or that the role of kavana is different in zichron shua. Zichron shua means you have to do a maisa, and that's the whole point. The Torah is telling you, dafka here, you need kavana as well. So it's not 100% clear. So just to sum up, basically, the Gemara calls performing a mitzvah without kavana latzeis. The Gemara calls that misasek. Itself is a chiddush. The Gemara considers the distinction between matzah and shofar. In the Rambam, This is not just a Havamina, but it is a Psak. The question is, which is the exception, which is the rule? Rashi definitely thinks that matzah is the exception, but the rule is that mitzvos tzricho, according to that view, mitzvos tzricho is kavana. The Rambam, possibly according to the understanding of Roman Rambam and the Ram, they focus on the zichron trua component, not the hanoah component, and therefore. The conclusion to be reached is either that where machshava or zichron plays a role, the sasek will even be a hafkas ha-maisa, or that kavana is ma'ake, one or the other, it's not clear. Then this is also the Gemara later on in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara on daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, where the Gemara says that misasek also is lo yatsa. There the Gemara seems to say that misasek is worse than toke on the shiur. Question is, what is that Gemara talking about? Rashi means, Rashi says it's not miskaven at all. Person blows, and he's. There's nothing in mind, not even musical notes. The Ran in that sugya says it's miskaven lelamed. He's instructing. It's not clear. So the point also may be, in addition to there being different areas of halacha, depending on the nature of the maisa, which will dictate either whether kavanah is ma'akev or whether misasek is afkas ma'isavera. It also may be that there are different levels of misasek, just as there is Abaya and Rava, and there is Rav Nachman and Shmuel, right? And there's Tosis and Rashi, in terms of different levels of misasek, and the Rambam is Ravid, right? And the Michas Baruch and the Abinezer, and the Abinezer of his father. Just as there are a whole bunch of distinctions that we've already seen in terms of what the case is the case of misasek, right? So too there can be different misasek cases in the context of mitzvahs. So ein tzrichos kavana, ein kavana lotzeis is just one level. It's maybe the most innocuous of the levels, but ein kavana klal, he just picks it up and absentmindedly. It's not like he's a virtuoso and he's practicing or performing, but it's not shofar. But it turns out like shofar. If he's not such a virtuoso. Or if it's lalamed, these represent different levels, potentially represent different levels of misasa. The Ra'ah goes a step further. The Ra'ah says that even if I had the Yonah, I think you mentioned Ra'ah. Who mentioned it? Gila? And where did the Ra'ah say?
The Ra'ah says, let's say you don't even know that it's Pesach.
Oh. Let's say you don't even know that it's Pesach. You're so oblivious. It's interesting, especially in light of what we just discussed in the Tosfos and the Abinezer. Right? Except that here it's a little bit of a combination. The point isn't that not knowing that it's Pesach. It's not really with Pesach, and you have no kavana for matzah. You eat the matzah. Here's the shem mitzvah, there's the shem isa. According to the Ra'ah, what would that be? The sase.
Right.
Even though that's a case of shekei nene. If you're unaware of the significance of the day, even, the Ra'ah, that's the kiddush of the Ra'ah. Not all Rishonim agree. There's absolutely no reason that the Rishonim have to agree with that. That's the Chiddush of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says that even if Achol Ochul Matzah Kafol Parsim Yotzi Dechovaso, but if he thinks that it's Erev Pesach and he's munching it, or day after Pesach, that certainly will not be Yotzi. Even Shekinah is not going to help you. Yeah.
Is it clear that, it's true that in the continuation of the Ra'ah talks about Shekinah, is it clear that the Ra'ah himself is working within that concept?
He's talking about even Matzah on Pesach.
Yeah, it could be that he just disagrees with Rashi's extension of Shekinah and
so
that's matzah. Oh, I see. It's not. That would be
really interesting.
That would be important. But it's not.
The Rambam mentions Shekinah.
Well, the Rambam mentions it in, as we discussed.
But he doesn't mention it by matzah.
Yeah, right. That's true. But that's what I said before. Rashi says Shekinah. I'm contrasting Rashi in the. I have to look at it again.
The Rambam says it, but that's left for the Ra'ah.
Right. I mean, can you isolate, can the Ra'ah himself, what would the Ra'ah say about a about a real chicane dander.
Is your understanding the halakha of matzah based on your actual chicane dander?
I thought so, but that would be a bigger hiddish. Even though you have the chicane dander, but if you're completely oblivious to the significance of the day, that's a misasik.
That's a misasik, and only in one type of chicane dander can do right. So you have to hear, but in the more extreme case, when there's no maisa
right. But it's an interesting point. We have to really try to find the role in isolation to see. It's a hard one. Okay. Okay, we're going to stop here. What we have to do tomorrow to finish this off is I want to speak about Shechita briefly, and then I want to speak about Chikei Nana. What else did I give you? Okay. That's pretty much covered in the bubbles? Okay.